observations from the steerage deck, and I say it's just as well. Observations from the steerage deck, and I say it's just as well. Time-tested markers of a whim, we always said we'd learn to swim. Not soon enough,
and we don't care.
Despite dispersions in the past, we kept it simple, built it fast. It's well enough,
and we don't care.
A moralist, a libertine, or something almost in between. We've heard enough,
and we don't care.
We lost Kanicki straight away and said the words we couldn't say. Still not enough,
but we might care. The ship is sinking, I can tell.
Passing observations from the steerage deck, and I say it's just as well. Observations from the steerage deck, and I say it's just as well.
LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So
do supersonic man out of you. Stop me now.
I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Nothing like a little Freddy to kick off your Friday here on KX Takeover. Alyssa hanging out with you. Now, I'm going to have a little story for each of these songs I got coming up. I'm going to kind of give you a musical journey through how I got here, some of my favorite concerts, all that stuff. And with that being said, I want to bring you to some of your favorite concerts. So I've got tickets. Anyone who donates over $50 to me, you're going to get tickets to any of these shows. You got your choice. Kurangbin, The Drums, La Dispute, Cub Sport, The Eels, Bouncing Souls, Strumbellas, Lovely the Band, Bright Lights, Social Hour, and the biggest donor of my hour, or if you sponsor my show, you're getting a 3-pack of those festival tickets. Yep, I got them coming your way. So make sure to donate. Call us. Call me, 949-715-5936. I'm here to pick up the line. Now I'm going to kick it off with the first song I remember learning all the words to. I was with my aunt about 3 years old in her car. We would drive around. I believe she had a little red Mazda. And this song was so popular. And I remember all the words. That's one of the first memories I have as a kid. It's R.E.M., Losing My Religion on KX93.5.
I thought that I heard
All right, REM, Losing My Religion. Like I said, that was the first song I remember learning all the words to. Not that I really know the words to any song. I kind of make them up as I go. I have a habit of that. I think most people do. But that one, for sure, I do remember. Now, it is KX Takeover. I want to get your donations. We want to get them here. We want you guys to support us because we are member supported. Every little bit counts. That's how we get to do these fun little shows and get you guys on air and do KX Takeover is all because of your support. If you want to do something, 949-715-5936 or 949-715-4859. You can go to Facebook, KX93.5. You can hit me up on Facebook. I put a link there as well. Or you can go to KX93.5.com/KX Takeover. So the next one I got for you now, this one goes out to my mom. Now, I remember we were little, driving around in, I think, the white or the green van. Can't remember. And you had the cassette tape. Patsy Cline, Crazy, KX93.5.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? For thinking that my love could hold you, I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my
yeah, some Patsy Cline, Crazy for you on KX93.5. Now, I want to give you guys tickets. I told you, I got a ton of them. So make me a $50 donation. Let's kick off the last day of KX Takeover proud, and let's get it going. Come on, guys. I want to hear from you. 949-715-5936. Now, my journey wouldn't have kept going. You know, your parents are a big influence. My dad was totally into metal. Yep. So I grew up listening to Judas Priest and Ozzy Osbourne and all of those guys. And I can remember going in the car as a family and my dad would go, all right, who's the band? What album was it on? What's the name of the song? When was it aired? All that stuff. And me and my brother would have to compete to see who knew it first. I always lost. I have to be honest. I lost. I was awful at that. My brother, talk to him. He's the musicologist. His brain is crazy when it comes to that stuff. So this one's for my dad. It's Ozzy Osbourne right now, Mr. Crowley, on KX93.5.
Seems so-
Some Ozzy right there, Mr. Crowley on KX93.5, and Alyssa hanging out with you. Normally, I'm with you in the afternoons, but I woke up bright and early so I can hang out with you this Friday morning. I've got my coffee here. If you guys don't know, I am not the morning person, but I've got a ton of tickets for you, and I want to give them away. So please call me, 949-715-5936. Any donation helps us, keeps us doing what we're doing right now, getting you this wonderful music on the air, and allowing me to take you through my musical journey. So it continues with my parents again, teaching me that the Beatles shaped everything. And this one goes out to my favorite Beatle, George, while my guitar gently weeps on KX93.5.
Love there that's sleeping.
Gotta love me some Beatles while my guitar gently weeps on KX93.5. And I'm looking for your donations. We want to support this station. They've been so good to me. It's been a little family, and you guys are part of this family. You make us complete. And I want to thank everyone who has already donated. We've done an amazing job so far, and all these guest DJs have put together these amazing playlists for you, and it's been an awesome time, and I'm glad to be a part of it. So I just want to say thank you to all of you out there. So my journey continues. My parents and my brother probably hated me through my teenage years, and my first concert ever, we're getting into concerts now, that I remember going to was Weezer and Dashboard Confessional. It was a great show. I think it was called the Garden State Art Center back then. It's the PNC Bank Art Center now for all you Jersey East Coasters out there that might be listening. And I remember going with my friend Susan and her mom, and that was the only reason I was allowed to go because I think I was like 11, 12, something like that. Anyway, it was for the Green album at the time, and I remember I got so excited. I got my first concert t-shirt. Now, if you don't know anything about me, I love my t-shirts. I have a huge collection. It's a big draw for me, and I get a shirt at every show. So my first Weezer t-shirt was them in soccer uniforms. I played soccer my whole life, so it was epic for me to have this concert shirt. That was them. And I became obsessed with their second album, Pinkerton. I even wrote a term paper on it. It was that obsession that people have for a boy band. I had it for Weezer. It was weird. I had posters everywhere. I probably played this CD on repeat for hours on end, to the point where my parents finally one Christmas bought me an iPod because they didn't want to hear it in my room anymore. So, a little Pinkerton for you. Why bother, Weezer? Go wrong with some Weezer on a Friday morning here on KX93.5. So we're going to continue with my concert journey. This one's going to go out to my brother. I got dragged to this show. I have to say, I was literally dragged by my parents and my brother to go to this one again at the Art Center, I think it was called, because he wanted to go to it. And I was like, why do I want to go to this show? Well, hands down, I have to say, this is probably one of my favorite shows of all time. And you guys are going to be like, seriously? That was one of your favorite shows. Go, if you ever have the chance, go and see him. It's Weird Al, Jerry Springer.
It's been 1 week since we got to see Gene lovers and cousins that marry. 5 days since they had the show with the hermaphrodite, the slut, and the crack hoe. 3 days since
we heard the tale about the guy who learned his woman was a she-male. Yesterday, it occurred to me that I've been watching a bit too much Jerry Springer. Holy cow, did you see it last week? Well, I had this one freak who sucker punched his whole family. Do you recall when the brawl became a total free-for-all and Jerry's in the middle trying to be the referee? Hey, see the stripper with the implants? She likes to lap dance and date the boyfriend of her mother. Now here comes Jerry's next guest, and it's a slugfest, cause it's a trailer trash brother. Nymphomaniac is back on crack, it's like when animals attack, they all exhibit reprehensible behavior. Hit them in the nose, tear off their clothes, step on their toes, that's how it goes, they get so violent, they have to sign a waiver. They're always swearing, cursing, kicking, button, pointing blame. On the air, they don't care, they got no shame. There was one guy who I'm sure felt a little strange when he found out that his wife had a sex change. They have a tendency to scream and yell constantly, they have a history of ripping off their shirts. It's been 1 week since they had the fight with the Siamese twins and the transvestite. 5 days since that awful brawl, they still haven't got the blood off the wall. It's been 3 days since the bitter feud between the KKK and that gay Jewish black dude. Yesterday finally dawned on me, I'm spending way too much time on that Jerry Springer.
Baby, I've been sleeping with your sister.
Oh, which one?
All of them.
Oh, well, I've been sleeping with your best friend Jay.
Yeah, well, me too. Oh. And I've been sleeping with your dog Woofy.
Woofy, you bitch. Well, I'm also sleeping with your pet goat.
Well, that goat doesn't love you.
Once you start watching, there's just no stopping. Your brain shuts down and your IQ's dropping. Jerry's the king of confrontation. He's a sensation. He puts a sin in syndication. It's totally worthless, like a bad check. It's like a train wreck. Don't want to stir, but you can't look away. Like Sally Jesse, he does talk shows, but with more weirdos. The ratings jumping higher every day. If you've seen the show, well, then you know it's just as low as you can go. The guests are tacky and they're lacking in their hygiene. And pretty soon some ugly goon come in the room, and then it's boom in the face of some unsuspecting drag queen. Well, it's the kind of show where people scream obscenities, yanking hair, throwing chairs at their hobbies. Jerry, Jerry, now the crowd starts their favorite chant. Should I turn off my TV? I just can't. I have a tendency to watch it religiously. I have a history of taping each one. It's been 1 week since the show about psycho killers with problems they should work out. 5 days since the big surprise when some loser's wife said that she's still dating 20 guys. 3 days since he interviewed a bunch of psychic porn star midgets who are all new. Yesterday, it occurred to me that I've been watching a bit too much Jerry Springer. Tired of wasting my time on that Jerry Springer. I got way too much class to watch Jerry Springer. Come over here and pull on my finger.
I know, Weird Al. I had to do it, guys. And that one's for my brother right there. So it is a great show. If you've never seen him before, go see him. He does a lot of concert costume changes. It's a fun time. Everybody sings and dance. And you can't help but smile at that show. I have a shirt for that one, too, somewhere. So I have to say that. So we're going to transition a little here. I still got those tickets for you. I want to get some donations. I want to raise some money for this wonderful station, 949-715-5936. And keep in mind, you can catch me every afternoon, Monday through Friday, starting at 1 p.m. I'm on 1 to 5. So we can always hang out together, which is always a good time. So getting to how I got into radio. So I was going to be a journalism major, and I was looking at a bunch of different schools everywhere. And I ended up, my mom kept saying, why don't you go look at Monmouth University? And I was like, Mom, it's like a half hour away. I kind of want to go away. So I finally gave in. We went and saw Monmouth, and I walked into the radio station. I was like, wow, I never thought that I could do this. Knowing that I loved the radio, I would sit and make mixtapes on my floor with my two cassette players. I'd listen to Z100, get all my songs, put it together. I was always pulling spin magazines at Barnes & Noble, trying to find the new bands, making my list, and finding stuff before anyone else was listening to it. And then when people were like, oh, did you hear this? And I've been listening for a while. So I never thought that I could go into radio. And I did. And I joined this awesome radio program at Monmouth University. And we had a station called WMCX, which is pretty much situated and done the same way as KX93.5. It's alternative. There's specialty shows. It was amazing. A great experience for me. I got to be on E-Board. I was the promotions director. I worked with a bunch of amazing jocks. And one of the songs that we always played, and probably Dr. Ferg, if he's listening, he remembers us all playing this one over and over and probably got sick of it. Right now it's the Aquabats. Look at me, I'm a winner on KX93.5.
I never made the cut, so to speak. I never.
Look at me, I'm a winner, the Aquabats on KX93.5. So we are going through my musical journey, how I got to here, how I got into radio, which is always fun, and I get to play a mishmash of music for you. It's pretty much how my iPod is, so, I mean, you can imagine. And there's some interesting tunes coming up in a few. But if you guys want to donate, I'm taking calls. I've got those tickets for you, a bunch of them, 949-715-5936. Hit me up. So next down memory lane comes from another concert. I wanted to go see Straylight Run. You might remember that emo band. Yeah, I was into all of them way back when. And I dragged my brother along to go see a show at Starland Ballroom, which is a pretty cool venue in New Jersey, one of my favorites to go see shows at. And didn't know, but Straylight Run was playing with Head Automatica. And we went and we saw this show, and me and my brother left and we're like, that was amazing. And my brother, to this day, will still tell you that that was probably one of his favorite shows that he saw, was seeing Head Automatica. Remember their hit, Beating Heart Baby?
Let me in your arms to feel the beating of your heart, baby.
Head Automatica right there, Beating Heart Baby on KX93.5. So continuing down my little bit of a journey for you, we are getting to that point where I started working in radio, and I worked for a station called The Rat, and it was a rock station. It was definitely a fun time. I learned a lot of great things from there, met a bunch of awesome people. I was there for a few years, and I got the pleasure at Ratfest to meet Motley Crue, and it was one of their last shows together, which was pretty cool. And they are an amazing, energetic bunch of people, and it's They put on an amazing show. And if you've never got to see them, I apologize because it was worth it. And I have a shirt from that one too. I'm actually thinking of the shirt. It's signed by them. I actually had all the bands from Rat Fest sign my shirt. So I have that packed away somewhere, which is pretty cool. If you want to donate, 949-715-5936 or go to kx935.com/kxtakeover. We got Motley Crue right now. Girls, girls, girls on KX935. Oh, yeah, Motley Crue right there on KX93.5. And I want to thank my dad sent me a donation earlier this week. So thank you, Dad. I don't know if you're listening right now. I know you're waiting for some tests. So hopefully you are. If not, I'll send you the podcast. And I want to thank my mom as well for calling in and making a donation. I tried to get her to go on air with me. She said, no, don't put me on air. So I'm not putting you on air, Mom. But I am going to talk about you again. Sorry, it's got to happen. So with my love of the Beatles, I became obsessed thanks to my mom and dad. And my mom was always a huge lover of them. And so one day I decided I'm going to get tickets to see Paul McCartney. I've never gotten to see him. So I want to go see him. So I got tickets for New Yankee Stadium. I got them in nosebleed because they were $200 a ticket in nosebleed. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get my mom up these stairs because she's afraid of heights. Well, she made it up the stairs with me and we're sitting there, and where we had our seats, we were situated so we could see the back of the stage. And this guy walks up and he's shaking hands with everybody. And we're like, who could that be? Who could it be? He's got a baseball cap and a sweatshirt on. We're in New York. It could be anybody. It's probably just one of the managers, whatever. So we're watching the show. My mom's crying, watching Paul singing along. We're having a great time. All of a sudden, he invites on stage Billy Joel. And they both play piano together. They play one of Billy's songs, one of Paul's songs. And it was absolutely an amazing experience, something I will never get to see again. And this one's for you, Mom, for that show, The Beatles, Michelle, on KX93.5.
Michelle, my belle, these are words that go together well, my Michelle. Michelle, my belle, someday more, keep on, play bien ensemble, play bien ensemble.
I love you, I love you, I love you. That's all I want to say. Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you understand. Michelle, my belle, someday more, keep on, play bien ensemble, play bien. What you mean to me. Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean. I love you. I want you, I want you, I want you. I think you know by now. I'll get to you somehow. Until I do, I'm telling you so you'll understand. Michelle, my belle, someday more, keep on, play bien ensemble, play bien ensemble. And I will say the only words I know that you understand, my Michelle.
The Beatles, Michelle, on KX93.5. So it's the last day of KX Takeover, and we are raising money through the roof. We want to raise a bit more, close it out with a bang. So if you want to donate something, 949-715-5936 or 949-715-4859. People are standing by to take your call. And if you donate over $50, I've got tickets for you. You've got your choice. Crying Bin, The Drums, La Dispute, Cub Sport, The Eels, The Bouncing Souls, which is the first time I'm not going to see them in New Jersey, which is kind of sad. But I'm going to take you down one more concert. And this one was my first country show. I worked at a country station for a long time. And this one's Dan and Shay, 19 You and Me.
It was our first week at Myrtle Beach, where it all began. It was 102, nothing to do, man, it was high. So we jumped in, we were summertime sipping, sipping.
watching that blonde hair sway to every song I'd say. You were California beautiful. I was playing everything but cool. I can still hear that sound of every wave crashing down, like the tears we cried that day we had to leave. It was everything we wanted it to be. The summer and night scene, you and me. Starts creeping, creeping up. Right then I knew just what you were thinking, thinking of. When I looked at you, watching that blonde hair sway to every song I'd say. You were California beautiful. I was playing everything but cool. I can still hear that sound of every
Dan and Shay right there, 19 You and Me on KX93.5. It's a little weird because I used to say that and say Thunder 106 after it. And I have to thank Thunder, though, because I was on with them for a very long time, almost 8 years. And then I got to come here, and I'm glad to be here. Made the trek, made the journey across the country, literally drove across the country, made playlists for it, jammed out with one of my best friends. It was a great time, and I'm so happy to be here with you guys. And, you know, we are member supported. All of your donations have been so helpful to us, and we're looking for just a little bit more on this Friday to close it out. 949-715-5936 or 715-4859 or online at kx935.com/kxtakeover, or if you're friends with me on Facebook, find my post. You can donate there as well. So I'm going to close it out now. My last song of the hour. It has been an amazing time with you. I'll see you guys Monday through Friday, 1 to 5. But one of my favorite shows of all time, I got to see Michael Bublé. I got to see him at Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City, which is one of the oldest venues in New Jersey. It still looks like the roaring 20s in there. It's totally cool. And he disconnected his mics, didn't have anybody on stage, and belted this one out. And it's a live version, but not the one that I had. He's doing Frank Sinatra, Feeling Good, on KX93.5.
Thank you. birds flying high. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I am feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Now blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I am feeling good. Now dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? When butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, and that's what I mean. And the solar world